The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The following program is sponsored by King's Chapel Altar of Prayer.
You are about to hear the following inspirational message as delivered by God's servant, Mother V.A. Hamilton. Please listen carefully, and at the end of the program, the announcer will give you our address. Thank you, and may God bless you.
We thank you for your glory, Lord. We thank you for your glory, Lord. We thank you for your glory, Lord. We worship thee. Oh, Lord, we thank you for your glory, Lord. We thank you for your glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for your glory. My God, my God. Oh, Jesus. We worship thee.
We want to thank you right now for the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Oh my God. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain, Jesus Christ, our King of Kings. Oh, hallelujah. Yay, God, our Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Oh, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, Lord. Time now. It's time now, praise God, for Christ to receive glory, hallelujah, and honor and power. Amen. We're singing. That's the reason he called us to sing. Amen. It's because that's how we give him honor. We give him glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. And this is what ministers, amen, to our spirit. When we sing, we minister, amen, to our spirit, and then it becomes with one accord with Christ Jesus. So now I want you to listen again, amen, to what the Lord has given to me. Amen, because this is something, amen, different for me right now, because he gave this to me today, and I'm going to try to sing it, all right? Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches, wisdom and strength, honor and glory. We bless your name, King of Kings, Lord of lords, we glorify your holy name. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We give glory to thy holy name. Our precious King, our glorious Lord, we bring all praises to your name. That's what he gave me today. I want to give him praise. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, dear hearts, we glorify you, Lord. We glorify you, Lord. We glorify you, Jesus, for filling us. He is filling us. He's filling us right now with his joy and his peace in believing. Hallelujah. Do I have a hand praise for the King tonight? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, dear hearts, with that joy and with that peace, do you know what's coming with that? He's filling us with confidence. He's filling us with boldness. He's filling us with strength to live a magnified life. Did you hear what I'm saying? Hallelujah. See, once that joy and that peace, hallelujah, take over in your life, you can magnify him. Glory be to God. Because Ephesians 3:12 say, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by faith of him. Oh, my Lord. If you don't have that confidence, glory be to God, or that boldness, think about it. Joy comes with confidence. Peace comes for boldness. Did you just hear what I said? Say, Lord, I thank you for filling me. Come on, you got to be filled. Lord, I thank you. Give him praise right now for filling you with joy and peace. Joy and peace operates boldness. Peace operates boldness. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive. It said to receive. To receive what? Dear hearts, Jesus Christ has filled us with joy. And when I say joy, I want you to say the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Say the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. Uh-huh. The Spirit of God is what operates joy. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Mm-hmm. A person that becomes spirited, they have, come on, they have joy. Joy. Now, a person on the outside that's at the liquor store, come on, somebody. Amen. When they get that stuff down in them, hallelujah, they have the wrong spirit. Hallelujah. But they begin to start cutting up. Am I correct? Hallelujah. Because something has what? Energized their spirit. It's under control. Hallelujah. And influence of something that's, glory be to God, that's making them express themselves. Now, dear hearts, are we influenced by the Holy Spirit? Hallelujah. To make us express ourselves. Let's say thank you for joy, Lord. How many want to be filled with joy? Hallelujah. Now, and to be filled with peace is to be filled with truth. See, truth makes you bold. Mm-hmm. See, that's right. Now, remember that tonight. Now, I want you to see here, in believing, we may abound in hope. We may abound in hope. Glory be to God. Let's say, Lord, I thank you for joy and peace. Now, that's given by hope through the Messiah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, the Spirit of God comes to lead, or it comes to guide us tonight into all truth. Amen. So now, let's worship Christ tonight by receiving. Go to Revelations 5 and 12. And I'm going to talk about the attributes here tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God is so good to us, dear hearts. And we have to give him the praise in all things. This is where your strength comes from. Now it says, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive what? Power. Amen. To receive what?
Power.
Let's say, Lord, I thank you. For kingdom authority, to tread over all evil forces of darkness. Can we give him a little praise for that? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. For kingdom authority. To tread over all evil forces of darkness. Hallelujah. What is number two?
Riches.
Riches. Come on, where is everybody? Riches. 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 Say, Lord, I thank you, for the perfection of God's glory, for my inheritance. That's what God's glory give to you. The perfection of our inheritance. Thank you, Lord. Can we give him a little hand praise on that? Thank you, Lord. Number three, what is it?
Wisdom.
Wisdom. Can everybody say wisdom?
Wisdom.
Amen. That's the righteousness of God to discern Christ's decisions for our living. Amen. That's the righteousness of God to discern Christ's decisions for our living. The next is
strength.
Let's say, Lord, I thank you for strength. Repeat after me. Joy and peace in the Holy Ghost. Given by God's grace to influence God's love in our sufferings. Oh, we better give God some praise on that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. The next one is
honor.
Repeat after me. Spiritual submission to the fear of the Lord. To the fear of the Lord. To respect. Repentance. With our confession. It's in us if we're saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. When we do something wrong, the Holy Ghost will trouble us. Thank you, Jesus. And we will not get no peace until we confess our error. And then to have the strength, come on now, to show him that respect
Let's give God a hand praise because he is the one that put it down inside of us. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, oh God. Joy and peace in believing. Oh my God. Let's say, Lord, I thank you for your glory. Come on, say it again. Lord, I thank you for your glory. Now repeat after me. The perfection of the oneness of Christ. To have the same mind, the same love, to be with one accord, and to be kept. Can you give God some praise for keeping you right now? Oh, Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now let's say, Lord, I thank you for blessing. Repeat after me, the goodness of God. Oh, we better say that again. The goodness of God. Salvation, healing, deliverance. Give him the praise. Give him the praise. What more could he do? Hallelujah. Now, dear hearts, we worship all these attributes that are given to us: power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and blessings. Now, listen, this is all for God's holiness. He said, holiness becometh thy house forever. Praise the Lord. And this is for the glorious church. This is our hope in Christ. Hallelujah. This is the meditations. This is the manifestations of the strength, hallelujah, that God has for the church. Hallelujah. And that strength is given for our minds. It's given for our hearts. It's given to perfect us. It's given, praise be unto God, for us to worship. Hallelujah. The Lamb that was slain. Hallelujah. And to believe our help is in the name of the Lord. Our help is in the name of the Lord. For the Lord our God is mighty. Our help is in the name of the Lord. One more time. Our help is in the name of the Lord. Our help is in the name of the Lord. For the Lord our God is mighty. Our help is in the name of the Lord. Now we say, for the Lord our God is mighty. Is he mighty? Amen. Now let's say all powerful. Let's say omnipotent. Our help. Now can you say our hope? Can you say our hope is Jesus? And it's in his word. That's where our hope is today. That's the reason we have St. John 14 and 13 says, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be what? Glorified in the Son. Did you just hear that? Matthew 7 and 7 says what? Ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened. That's our help. That's our hope. That's the word of God. Give God some praise right now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to God. Now, dear hearts, I want you to keep this here. All it take is the word of God, and all it take is the worship. of the word of God. Amen. We are instructed to worship Jesus. We are instructed now to worship Jesus. What is Jesus? The mighty God. Hallelujah. Amen. Give him praise for who he is. Come on. Hallelujah. Say, Lord, I thank you for being the power. He's the glory. Come on, give him the power of praise. Give him your glory of praise here today. Show your appreciations. Amen. Show your appreciations. Show your appreciations for him being your power. He's the riches. He's the wisdom. He's our strength. He's our honor. He's our glory. Hallelujah. And he is our blesser. Come on, give God some praise. That's the reason he said, whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do. Oh my God. Now, dear hearts, please, now just get that word and get it and start magnifying it. Look to the hill from whence cometh your help. Oh, my God, exalt the Lord our God. And what? Worship at his what? Holy hill. Come on. Hallelujah. Knowing that it's not by might, nor is it by hallelujah power, but it's what? By my spirit. Come on. You get in that spirit with that joy. You get in that spirit with that peace. You are guaranteed to come out. He said, I'll give you confidence. I'll give you boldness. Oh, to walk through the situation. Come on. Let's say, Holy Spirit, thank you for strengthening us. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. What are you saying? You are provided for regardless of the circumstances. Did you just hear what I said? You are provided. Your provisions is already made through your worshiper. He's looking for some worshipers. And he lets us know he is the riches of his glory. And he comes to fill us with joy and peace. Now, as I get ready to leave you tonight, we will bring the sacrifice of praise to abound in hope. Come on. Bring those sacrifices of praise every day. Hallelujah. You are promised, hallelujah, to be supplied or to go through by the power of the Holy Ghost. And with that, I'm going to say, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. 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 Again, I say, rejoice. 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 Again, I say, rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, come on. Rejoice in the Lord always. You are coming out. Come on. Rejoice, rejoice. Again, I say, rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice. Again, I say, rejoice. Now he said, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive our praise for power. You're an overcomer for riches. You have great inheritance. Come fun. God is ready to bring it to pass in your lives. For wisdom, come on. He's going to perfect you. Wherever there's an error in your pathway, God is going to purify you with his righteousness. Come on now. Let's say, Lord, I thank you for strength. He's ready now to pour into your vessel. He's ready now to pour joy and peace in your vessel. And with that, you're going to come forth honoring him. Hallelujah. Magnifying the fear of the Lord. Giving God praise. Lord, I'm ready to be submissive unto you. Lord, I thank you in the name of Jesus. And with that glory, it's going to come by. And then he said, oh, I'm going to make you one with me because you want to praise me. Come on, give God some praise. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise you. And after that, oh, my child, you are the blessed one. You are the blessed one. You have received salvation, healing and deliverance. What are you saying? I'm going to give you the goodness of God. Dear hearts, that's what he's given me to give to you tonight. And I pray that it has been a blessing to your souls. God bless you in Jesus' name.
Dear friend, remember, prayer is available for you every Friday evening at 7 p.m. Come and witness the miracles that God is manifesting at King's Chapel Altar of Prayer. We also have prayer on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m., and our Sunday worship service begins at 11:30 a.m. Come looking for your miracle. King's Chapel is located at 1637 West Fillmore Street here in Phoenix, located east of 19th Avenue and just north of Van Buren. We look forward to having you come and join us in prayer and worship. If tonight's message has touched you and you need prayer right now, please call 602-257-1174 and we will pray for you. If you are ill and afflicted, homebound, unable to attend church, and would like prayer in your home, please call 602-257-1174 and our prayer warriors will come to your home and pray for you. Again, that number is 602-257-1174. This program was sponsored by King's Chapel Altar of Prayer.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.